And Steve, apparently we are driving a lot these days. According to the Federal Highway Administration, Americans set a record last year with 3.15 trillion vehicle miles traveled. NPR's David Shaper asks the key question.
Why are we driving more? One reason is cheap gas. After spiking above $4 a gallon just a few years ago, gasoline prices have plummeted. AAA says the national average right now is just $1.71 a gallon.
What are we going to do?
Road trip.
Like the characters in Animal House, more people are taking road trips today. And cheap gas is one of the reasons, but
there's a lot of other factors. It cannot be just one singular factor, such as the gas prices.
P.S. Sriraj is director of the Urban Transportation Center at the University of Illinois Chicago. He notes that job growth is a factor, too. The previous record for the number of vehicle miles traveled was set back in 2007, before the recession, when the economy tanked, driving dropped off. It's picking up now as more people again are driving to and from work. Sriraj notes that more people are also driving extreme commutes of more than 45 miles a day. And
you also have to keep in mind the population is increasing. The number of drivers is increasing.
Freight shipments are increasing, too, and that's putting a lot more trucks on the road, which combined with more cars leads to more greenhouse gas emissions. And then there's this.
Seeing heavy backups on all of our Chicago area expressways with long delays stretching.
Traffic reporters such as Sarah Engel at WBEZ in Chicago are telling us about a lot more gridlock at a time the government acknowledges the infrastructure can't handle it all. Some advocates say this new report could help make the case for taxing the number of miles we drive to fund highway improvements instead of taxing the gallons of gas we buy. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.